One case involves 25-year-old Brandon Washington, who was indicted in March on allegations he approached an underage girl in a park, drove her to his house, and sexually assaulted her. It follows another case released on Friday of 21-year-old U.S. Marine Jamal Clayton, who was indicted for allegedly attempting to sexually assault a woman and injuring her in May. He was arrested outside a U.S. Army base after she called the police. Locals have protested the latest cases in front of the U.S. Kadena Army base. Okinawa has a long history of sexual assault involving U.S. troops. Three American soldiers gang-raped an elementary school girl in 1995. In 2013, two U.S. Navy sailors were jailed for rape. And in 2017, a U.S. Army base worker was convicted for rape and murder of a 20-year-old woman. The cases have led to widespread public opposition to the ongoing U.S. military presence in Okinawa. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.